have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Tuesday morning, this triumphant Tuesday morning. We declare over your life this morning that you will triumph in all things so that the Father will be glorified. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that your life this today will be fruitful. You will have a fruitful life. You will bear fruit. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you look like the disciple of Jesus Christ. May you bear fruit in the name of Jesus. May your life be fruitful in the name of Jesus. May everything that you put your hands to, you prosper in Jesus' name.
And that was John chapter 15, verse 8. But this, my Father, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
You look like him. You look like Jesus.
By this my Father is glorified,
that
you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So that was John chapter 15, verse 8. We got to get those scriptures in us. It's a good idea to write them on a sticky note, put it on your computer monitor, put it in your workspace on today, and just continually meditate on the truth of the Word of God as it pertains to you.
So, don't go. Let's stay there. So, to be the disciple of Jesus Christ, what is the prerequisite, teacher?
By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit.
So, the prerequisite to be the disciple is to bear what?
Much fruit.
Much fruit. Because he says it. We don't have no opinion here. He says, so you will be. So you will be my disciple. How? That you bear much fruit.
And disciple, the word disciple has the word is the same root as discipline. So a disciple is a disciplined one. And when we go back to the previous verse, verse 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So what's the discipline? The discipline is to abide in him.
Yeah.
And allow his words to abide in us. Because we could reject his word and we could receive the negative report of the doctor. We could receive the negative report of the news, or we could choose to do what the Bible instructs us in Corinthians, to cast down every imagination, everything that rises up in disobedience to the word of God. We can cast it down and we can choose to receive his word. We must discipline ourselves that his word is the final authority over every situation, every circumstance, every opinion, every feeling. His word is the final authority. We have to discipline ourselves in that. Disciplining yourself in that, then your joy remains despite the circumstances.
Look at 5. Look at 5.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
So that's why he says down here, he comes back and he re-emphasizes it in verse 8. Pastor, that. He has one line of thought. And he's making it clear, emphatic, strong. No variation. It's simple. He said, if you're not bearing fruit, you're not my disciple. It's impossible.
Because you haven't disciplined yourself in the word.
So how could you be my disciple? Because he says, if you in me and my word abide in you, you don't have no more problem right there. So that's a discipline.
Yeah.
Because now you can ask anything based upon the word of God. not based upon your wild imagination. You ain't gonna get.
Yeah.
God is not moved by my wild imagination, my friend.
Because when we discipline ourselves in the word, it becomes our language.
Yes.
So when we're disciplined in the word of God, it becomes our language. It becomes our response to any adverse circumstances that rise up. And when we release his word, then we can see the reality of his word when we release it. It's anything that you discipline yourself in, you have to reject the other million things. If you discipline yourself in eating healthy, then there's a whole bunch of food that you have to reject. If you discipline yourself in a lifestyle of fitness and exercise, then there's a whole bunch of things that compete for that time that you have to reject. So when we're disciplined in the word of God, there's other contrary words that are going to arise, but we have to reject them because we're choosing to be disciplined in the area of our discipline.
It's like we talk about our prayer of confession and celebration tabernacle. Father God, this day I release word of faith into the earth. That's right, Pastor.
Yeah.
We release. What do you release it? Word of faith.
Because he said, when I come, will I find faith in the earth?
Yeah. So that's what we do. We release. When we speak, we are releasing word of faith.
Because
in the earth realm. Go ahead.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
How could somebody hear the word of God if nobody is speaking the word of God? So faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. So we must be confessing the word of faith, which is the word of God, into the earth. Because when he comes, he asks, will I find faith in the earth?
You know why we do that? I am one spirit with God. And I abide in him always. Listen to me this morning. We got to cut religion out and come into reality of the word of God. And we can declare it. I can boldly declare, I can boldly confess this morning based upon John chapter 15. I am one spirit with God and I abide in him always. I have the mind of Jesus Christ, and the wisdom of God flows in me and through me. Hallelujah. So I have joy here.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus. That strengthens me. How? Because I have access to his mind.
And then I can continue. I tread upon serpent, upon scorpion, and I exercise righteous authority over all powers of the enemy. This is not religion, my friend. I release the word of faith into the earth realm. So we got to learn. That's why we teach here. That's why God sent us on this radio program. He didn't send us here for fun and game or for religion. He sent us here to teach the word without we put in our spin at it. No spin. This year, this radio show, there's no spin at it. It's just the word. You get the word, do it. Live it. You get the what? Result. That's it.
Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Jesus says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Will he really find faith? Will he really?
Really?
Will he really find faith on the earth?
See, Dan, like we continue here because we want our listeners to hear this. When you know, he says, if you abide in me and my word, what? Abide in you, then your joy will be full. Then you have power. Then you will release his word. And you will release it with power on the authority of the word of God. Make your day count, family. Listen, in this world, the world that we live in a trouble-filled world. Let me say that now. We're living in a trouble-filled world, throughout the world, globally, The world is in turmoil. And the only solution is the word of God. There's no other solution. I reject every other opinion. And I only hold on to which one? The word of God. Therefore, in this troubled time, I declare, I tread upon serpent, whatever those serpents are, upon scorpion, whatever they are, and I exercise what? Righteous authority. Are we going to talk about this? In 2022, you must exercise righteous authority over all the powers of the enemy that he's going to throw. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, hurt me. Why? I am skilled. Listen to this, Pastor Dye. I know you would jump up into your chair. I am skilled in the word of righteousness. Mm-hmm. We are skilled in the word of righteousness. Mm-hmm. We're skilled in it. We know it.
And in order to be skilled in something, somebody has practiced it. If somebody's a skilled blank, whatever it is, it's because they've practiced it. They've crafted it. They've applied it. They have understanding of it. They've worked through it. They've utilized it. They've perfected it. They've seen where and what to do at the right time. You don't become known as skilled without ever practicing it. Because somebody could have good talk and it not be able to do a thing.
Come on.
So skilled, if you're skilled, you can actually do it. There's proof of it. But it doesn't become perfected overnight. That person has practiced it. They have imagined it. They have meditated on it. They have troubleshooted it to have better way to be able to do it. Then that person is skilled. What's the difference between the person who's skilled and the person who's just trying it for the first time? A lot.
Come and make your day, family. We want to teach you. You got to get into this word. And you says, I'm skilled in the word of righteousness. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I have spiritual authority.
And I know what to do. You don't want somebody to come to your house and charge you by the hour to fix something, and they only know one way to fix it.
Yeah.
And that's not what's wrong with it. You don't want the air conditioner guy coming and say, oh, well, the only experience I've had with air conditioning is changing out this part right here. And that wasn't the part that was messed up with your AC. Now you just wasted a whole bunch of money. You're still hot. So you want somebody that's skilled, that knows, well, they could troubleshoot. They know if this is going on, then apply this. If this situation arises, apply this word. If this, then that. There's a word for every situation. So we must be skilled in the word of God, because we need to effectively use different pieces of the word of God for different situations.
When Jesus was what? Skilled. He was skilled in the word of the Father. Go look at John chapter 14, verse 24, as we end it. You gotta skill in the word of God.
He who does not love me does not keep my. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
Oh my God. Jesus was skilled in the word of the Father. Mm-hmm. That's why you could do all things. Yeah.
Yeah, and differentiating between whose word is this? Because in our mind, every word sounds like our voice. Yeah. So we have to be able to differentiate. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. Almost said Vietnam, but that's an old movie with Robin Williams. Yeah. Good morning, East Coast family, Morning Breath family. Merritt Island family, Brevard County family, Florida family, the whole world family.